And this morning we picked up on a verse or two here, and I want to continue with that thought tonight on walking in love. The Bible said in Ephesians chapter 5 and verse number 1, be ye therefore followers of God as dear children, and walk in love as Christ also hath loved us and hath given himself for us an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet smelling savor. And then when you go over to verse number 16, he says, redeeming the time because the days are evil. And I'm calling this thought, because the days are evil. And we want to look at three things, because the days are evil. We'll try to finish the first one tonight. Because the days are evil, in verse number 2, we need to walk in love. Amen. I believe tonight that more so than at any time in the history of the church, we need to hate sin and love sinners all at the same time. We get mixed up sometimes, amen, and we hate the sinner. I didn't say you. It's easy to get caught in that trap, amen, but we need to hate, despise the sin, and love the sinner all at the same time. And then if you'll look in verse number, not only walk in love, and we'll try to finish that tonight, but the Bible said in verse number 8, for ye were sometimes darkness, but, that's a big word in the Bible, now are ye light in the Lord, walk as children of light. That'll be the next in the series of messages, be walk in light. And then I told you this morning that probably wouldn't even preach the third in the series, and that's until I got to looking at the word circumspectly this afternoon. Oh yes, there'll be another message coming on walking circumspectly in verse number 15. Not as fools, but as wise. But because the days are evil, we need to walk in love, we need to walk in light, and we need to walk circumspectly as God's dear people. Let's get into the message tonight. Let's pray just a moment before we do. Father, we love you tonight and thank you for loving us. God, I thank you, Lord, that though there was a time in my life, Lord, where it would have been very difficult to love me, God, you still love me. Lord, you love me with an everlasting love. Lord, even the rich young ruler that turned you away, that went away sorrowful, Lord, I can remember how that you beholding him loved him. Oh, God, tonight, I'm glad you love us. And I pray, Lord, tonight you would help us to walk in love in these days. Lord, they are evil days. Lord, I pray you'd help us to walk in light and to walk circumspectly. Now tonight, Lord, I pray that you'd clothe us in our calling. Help us to be a blessing to your dear children. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. This morning we said to walk in love. First of all, it meant that we would love the Savior. And we tried to get into the fact this morning that it's kind of not, to some people, love is just like a warm, fuzzy feeling. And that's not what the Bible's talking about when we're talking about walking in love. But it's a commitment. And Jesus said, if you love me, you're going to obey my commandments. Amen. And so we know that, I know that everybody in this room has probably heard the saying, tough love. How many's ever heard that saying? Amen. Sometimes love is tough. And I tell you, sometimes the Lord has to exercise that tough love with his children too. Amen. Because we're his children, we can't go our own way and do our own thing because he loves us. And those whom he loves, the word of God said he chastens. Amen. And he wants us to be conformed to the image of his son. And so we'll love the Savior. Then secondly, and I'm not going back through all of those scriptures, but secondly, when we walk in love, we'll love the sinner. A man that says he loves God and doesn't love sinners is mixed up about something or another. Amen? Because, Brother Grizzle has been taking care of the mission work here for years and years and years. Somebody might say, well, why in the world does a church take up money and send thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars overseas and thousands of dollars to help men go to prison and thousands of dollars in New York City? I tell you why, because we love sinners. And God told us to go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. Amen. I know that many people today don't understand why we would do that. But number one, we love sinners. Number two, it's being obedient to the command that God has given us in the Scripture. We can't go everywhere, but we can send people and we can go where that we can. Let me give you number three tonight and get right into the message. We said we would love the Savior, and that's all painted out here. Be your followers of God as dear children. You come on down there and all that list of things in verse number 3, 4, and 5. And then it said, we were sometimes darkness, but now children we're in the light of the Lord. Walk as children of light. We love the sinner. But let me give you this number 3 tonight. I believe we need to love the Scripture. I'll tell you why. Look what the Bible said here in verse number 15. See then that you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise. Notice what the Bible said. Redeeming the time, because the days are evil. Wherefore, be ye not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is. Let me say a couple things tonight. The will of God and the wisdom of God will only be found in the Word of God. It'll never be separate from the Word of God. And I believe tonight, listen, when the Bible said redeeming the time because the days are evil. Let me just say something to you tonight. I'm not trying to be ugly, but one of the reasons our country's in the mess it's in is because people don't have time for the Word of God. I'm telling you, listen, if they would just get up and read the Word of God, they would understand some of the error of their ways. Amen. That we cannot put too much emphasis on the Bible, on the Word of God, and the wisdom that comes from the Word of God. The Bible said in verse number Psalm 51 and 6, behold, thou desirest truth in the inward parts, and in the hidden part thou shalt make me to know wisdom. The only way that we can be wise is to know what God thinks about an issue. It's not important, my friend, what you and I think. It's what God has laid out in His Word that makes us wise in these latter days. The Bible said, because the days are evil. The Bible said, teach us to number our days, that we may apply our hearts unto wisdom. Brother Joe was up here singing a song, don't you worry about me. Amen. He knows. Thank God for a pastor that can stand and know and stand when his people do cross the river and have confidence that they're in the presence of an almighty God. Amen. But the Bible said, teach us to number our days that we may apply our hearts unto wisdom. And I believe that's important in these days. Amen. The Bible said here, because the days are evil, we need that wisdom. We ought to love the Bible. We ought to love the Scripture. Proverbs chapter 4 and verse number 5 said, get wisdom, get understanding, forget it not, neither decline from the words of my mouth. How many of you have been caught in the trap where you didn't have time for the Word of God? You didn't think you did. Amen. But the Word of God said, because the days are, we need to redeem that time. We need to grab a hold of it. And we need to get in the Word of God. And we need to let the Word of God grab a hold of us. Amen. I believe it's important to love the Scripture in these days that we live in. The Bible said in Proverbs 4:7, wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom. And with all thy getting, get understanding. I can't watch the news and get wisdom. Amen. I can't read the newspaper and get wisdom. Amen. I'm telling you, the Bible said, if any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, which giveth to all men liberally. I say Genesis to Revelation is a pretty liberal gift that God has given us. Amen. And upbraideth not. I believe the answer is contained right here in the Word of God. The Bible said in Proverbs 4:11, I've taught thee in the way of wisdom.
I have led thee in right paths. Proverbs 23 and 23. Buy the truth. Sell it not. Also wisdom and instruction and understanding. How we need that wisdom tonight that comes from above. Not the wisdom from beneath, which is devilish and sensual, but the wisdom from above. The Bible said through wisdom is a house builded, and by understanding it is established. Wisdom strengthens the wise more than 10 mighty men that are in the city. God said, if you want to be a strong Christian, get in the Word of God. Let the Word of God give you the wisdom, amen, to know how to do and what to do and when to do. Listen about Jesus. The child grew and waxed strong in spirit, filled with wisdom, and the grace of God was upon him. You get over in Luke chapter 2 and verse 52, and Jesus increased in wisdom. How many believes even in his childhood, they knew that he was wise way beyond his years. Amen. I believe tonight, listen, I've met some Christians like that along the way. I've met a few young preachers that I believe were just wise way beyond their years. Amen. Brother Ralph, you remember Brother Hatfield, and I talked to Brother Hatfield probably 5 or 6, 7 years ago. He said, Brother Vinoy, he said, God knew how sick I would be. And he said, I believe that's why God let me bloom in my young years. Amen. I'll tell you, thank God for anybody that'll take up the Bible and look to heaven for the wisdom that they need in this wicked generation that we live in. Because the days are evil. We ought to love the sinner. We ought to love the Savior. But we ought to love the Scripture. And the Bible said here in verse number 19, 1 Corinthians chapter 1 and verse 19, listen to this. For it is written, I will destroy the wisdom of the wise and will bring to nothing the understanding of the prudent. Wait a minute now. He said, preacher, what do you mean? This is talking about that other wisdom, the wisdom of the world. Now listen, you'll understand when I read it in its context. Where is the wise? Where is the scribe? Where is the disputer of this world? I tell you where they're at. They're in the average university these days. Amen. Trying to tear the Word of God all to pieces. Amen. Trying to tear the church all to pieces. Trying to tear the things of God all to pieces. Trying to tear righteousness all to pieces. But I want you to know, listen, the Bible said, where is the wise? Where is the scribe? Where is the disputer of this world? Hath not God made foolish the wisdom of this world? I believe there's a day coming, my friend. Listen, you can read it in Proverbs chapter number 1. When God said, I'm going to laugh when their fear cometh. I'm going to mock at their calamity. They're mocking him tonight in this evil day. But I'll tell you, the Word of God, my friend, will stand. It is forever settled in heaven. And what will make us wise in this generation will make us wise in the next generation. And it made us wise in the last generation. And the reason America was once wise, because America once believed the Word of God. And we look to the Word of God. We look to the Word of God for wisdom. Listen to what 1 Corinthians says as we go on. For after that, in the wisdom of God, the world by wisdom knew not God. The world's wisdom has never brought anybody to a saving knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. I tell you, you can have every degree that there is to have and die and split hell wide open. Amen. I want you to know it's never been, never will be the wisdom of this world that points men and women, boys and girls to Calvary. Listen to what God said. He said, for the Jews require a sign and the Greeks seek after wisdom. But unto them which are called, both Jews and Greeks, Christ the power of God and the wisdom of God. But of him are ye in Christ. He's made unto us wisdom. Paul said, I didn't come with the excellency of speech or wisdom declaring the testimony of God. He said, but my preaching was not with enticing words, but in power, demonstration of the Holy Spirit, that your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men. Oh, listen tonight. God said, listen, I didn't choose by the wisdom of the world, but I chose by the foolishness of preaching to save them that believe. Oh, hallelujah tonight for a preacher. I'm glad that night in February in 1987. Oh, I thank God I had a preacher standing up in front of me that preached the Word of God just like it was to me, just like I was. And God came by and breathed in my heart and help me to see my need of him. The Bible said that God, the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom. That's what Paul's praying for the church at Ephesus, and the revelation and the knowledge of him. Walk in wisdom towards them that are without, redeeming the time. I tell you, we need to love the Bible. James said, if any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God. James 3:13 said, who is a wise man and endued with knowledge among you? Let him show out of a good conversation his works with meekness of wisdom. Amen. The wise man is not a weak man. The wise man is a meek man. Moses was a meek man, not a meeker man in all the earth, but he was wise in that he looked to God for his instructions. He looked to God for his life. The Bible said the wisdom that's from above is first pure, it's peaceable, it's gentle, it's easy to be entreated, it's full of mercy and good fruits, without partiality and without hypocrisy. The Bible said, account that the long-suffering of our Lord is salvation, even as our beloved brother Paul, also according to the wisdom given unto him, hath written unto you. I believe tonight, listen, you say, preacher, you said a lot about wisdom. Well, I want you to understand this. I'm talking about the old Bible, the precious old Bible. That's where we get our wisdom from tonight. Amen. Brother Joe, there's nothing wrong with reading them other books. Nothing wrong with that at all. But I tell you, this old Bible, amen, is where we get our wisdom from tonight. And we're never going to love him like we ought to love him until we love this book like we ought to love this book. Amen. I believe that. We ought to redeem the time because the days are evil. I say, thirdly tonight, love the Scripture. Love the Savior. Love the sinner. Love the Scripture. David said, thy word have I hid in my heart, that I might not sin against God. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. I tell you how we need the word of God this evening. Amen. How we need to meditate. Brother John, I believe, quoted the verses there in the book of Psalms, where it said, blessed is the man that walketh not. You know, Brother John, we'd have more spiritual blessings if we'd spend more time in a spiritual book. Amen. And the Word of God. What a wonderful Sunday school lesson he brought this morning. Amen. Comparing the physical blessings to the spiritual blessings. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But listen, his delight is in the law of the Lord. He can't get enough of it just in the morning. And in his law doth he meditate day and night. And the Bible said he'd be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, which bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither. Whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. I believe we need to love the Scripture, don't you? Because the days are evil. Number four tonight, let me see if I can get finished with this message. Number four tonight, we ought to love the Spirit. Let me show you what I mean. A lot of people, when they think about the Spirit, they think about an influence, or they might say it. But let me tell you, the Spirit of God is just as much a person as God the Son and God the Father is. He is a person tonight, amen? And we need to love the Spirit. Look here, if you will, with me. The Bible said here in verse number 18, and be not drunk with wine, wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit. Now, I'm confessing to you tonight that there was a time in my life, and I need to get back to it, where I prayed more often that the Holy Ghost might fill me. And he's listening to me tonight. You say, preacher, what do we need in this evil day? I'll tell you what we need. We need some preachers that are full of the Holy Ghost. We need some deacons that are full of the Holy Ghost. We need some moms and some dads and some youngins that's full of the Holy Ghost. If we would love the Holy Ghost of God and love the Spirit, I believe with all of my heart, he can make the difference in this wicked world that we live in. But watch this now. Love the Spirit. He is a person. We don't want to grieve him if we love him. We don't want to quench him if we love him. And let me say this tonight to those that might be lost. You sure don't want to reject him. I tell you, to reject him is to seal your doom for a devil's hell. Amen. Oh, beloved, don't reject the blessed Holy Ghost of God. Amen. The Bible said, be not drunk with wine. You said, preacher, why should we love the Spirit? Let me ask you a question. How many of you all are figuring on getting up in the morning? Amen. If God lets you live, how many's figuring on having a good song in your heart? I'm figuring on it. Amen. You say, preacher, I don't know where you're going to get that from. How about this? I'll get up on Monday when the world's crying the blues. I'll say, this is the day that the Lord hath made, and blessed be the Lord. I'm going to be glad. I'm going to rejoice in it. Amen. I tell you, the world can be blue if they want to, but I'm going to look into the blue wondering, will this be the day when the Son of God will come and take me home, take me out of this world? You say, preacher, where'd you get that? Look what the Bible said in verse number 19. Speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody into your heart unto the Lord. Let me ask you a question. How many's ever been guilty? Some of us, we have to sing in private. Say amen. Everybody can't sing like Brother Ralph sings. Amen. And Sister Shelby sings and Sister Becky sings. Some of us have to limit it to the car or the shower. Amen. How many knows what I'm talking about? How many's ever pulled up beside of somebody at a red light? Amen. And you looked over there and they looked like they was having a time. Snot going everywhere. Tears going everywhere. God had cranked up a song on that radio, or something, my friend, they heard on Sunday was going over and over in their heart, and they were rejoicing. I tell you why that happened, because the blessed Holy Ghost come by where we were. The Bible said singing, making melody in your heart. Some of us can't make melody with their mouth, but God will still let us make it in our heart till we get to heaven. Amen. When I get to heaven, I'm going to say, Lord, you set Ralph Roberts down. It's about time for me to sing one. Amen. I tell you what, Lord, let me lead the choir. Amen. Brother Ralph will be saying, Lord, let me preach. I believe he's about to say that anyway. Amen. Amen. I'm getting tired of him getting up and saying, I ain't a preacher. Why don't he just go at it? Amen. He's doing a good job. Amen. Love the Spirit. The Spirit causes us to make melody in our heart. Now look at verse number 20. We ought to love the Spirit because it's the Spirit that causes us to give thanks. I'm going to tell you something right now. The flesh ain't thankful for nothing. Somebody help me tonight. Amen. I remember this was back in the days when I didn't know no better. That's all I'm going to say about that right there. But I was taking my little sister trick-or-treating. And this woman... Now, and I don't know if y'all have ever seen them or not, but she had one of them suckers. I am not exaggerating. It was 4 inches in diameter and about a quarter of an inch thick, and it had a stick on it about a foot long. Anybody's ever seen one of them suckers? I mean, it's a big one. And I said to my little sister, I said, honey, what do you say? And she looked up at that woman, and she said, me want too. I've never been so embarrassed in all of my life. Amen. But you know what she done? She didn't speak from the Spirit. She spoke from the flesh. Say amen. And that's the way the flesh is. It's never satisfied. It's never thankful for anything. But blessed be God. We can love the Spirit. And we can have a melody in our heart. We can have thanksgiving in our soul. And thank God for one another. And thank God for His blessings. And thank God for our Bible. And thank God for our hope. Thank God for our home in heaven. And thank God, my friend, that we're not going to a place called hell. The Bible said, giving thanks for all things. I'm going to tell you tonight, I'll tell you this little story tonight. I believe it's important. My son... Is that my phone? It is my phone. My phone. I know good and well. I put it on silent. I guess what we'll have to do. Can y'all hear it out there? Amen. I'm glad. See, you wouldn't even have known if I hadn't have told you. The Bible said, confess your faults one to another. Now listen. That boy of mine, Amanda, can probably remember this. Over in Wise County, that boy of mine, he got tired of her asking the blessing. So one day he said, "Dad, I want to ask a blessing." And he was doing that little "God is good, God is great" prayer, which is a great prayer if you listen to it. God is good, God is great. Let us thank Him for our food. By His hands we are fed. Give us now our daily bread. Ain't a thing in the world wrong with that prayer. That prayer probably says more than I do a lot of times when I'm praying. Say amen. My boy wanted to pray that. We done had our plates fixed. He bowed his head and he said, "God is good. God is hot." He stuck his nose down in his taters and gravy. Amen. I looked at my wife. I said, "There might be something to that." The Bible said, "Our God is a consuming fire." Amen. And that boy, he prayed after that. And every time he prayed, it was his turn to pray. He'd look across the table and he'd say, "Hey, Dad." I'd say, "What, son?" He'd say, "One eye open and one eye closed." He prayed for a year, Brother Mike, with one eye open and one eye closed. Amen. He wasn't going back in that gravy again. Amen. God is hot. One day he got to praying in his own words. He bowed his head at the table and he said, "Lord," he said, "I want to thank you for my mommy. And I want to thank you for my daddy. And," he said, "Lord, I want to thank you for my plate. And I want to thank you for my fork. I want to thank you for my spoon." And I'm telling you, by the time he got all that out, Sister Jennifer, I was bawling like a baby. At that time, I was probably 30 years old, maybe 31. I had never in my life thanked God for a fork. I had never thanked God for a spoon. I had never thanked God. How many believes about if we'd just get good and full of God, we'd start thanking Him for everything? Amen. I was reminded, Brother Earl, through your precious wife's sickness, of something I've said for years. We got people that won't even thank God for their food. We ought to thank God for our appetite. Sister Rossi lost her appetite. You could have brought the best food and Kingsport to her, and she had no appetite. I'm telling you how we ought to just thank Him, amen. How we ought to just praise Him. How the Spirit of God, my friend, will cause us to want to thank God for the things that He's given us, both on the physical and the spiritual side. Amen. Oh, bless His name tonight. And then watch this. Look at verse 21. Love the Spirit. Love the Spirit. Be filled with the Spirit. Cause us to make melody in our heart. It'll cause us to give thanks always for all things. And it'll cause us, He, the blessed Holy Spirit, to submit ourselves one to another in the fear of God. How many believes that tonight? I'm going to tell you tonight, I believe this with all my heart. Somebody said the other day down at the camp meeting, said there's no big I's and little U's. And I leaned over to Brother Danny. I said, "Well, I understand that phrase." And I said, "I've used it before. We were in the prayer meeting." I said, "But actually, we are little ewes. We're God's little sheep." Say amen in that way. Say amen. We're God's dear children. And my friend, listen, the Bible said submitting ourselves one to another in the fear of God. Let me say this about the flesh. There is not one ounce of flesh that wants to submit to anything. But thank God the Holy Ghost can come by where we live and take up abode in our heart and in our life and cause us to want to submit to the Bible and submit to the Spirit and submit to the Scripture. And my friend, be used of God that we might win the sinner. Love the Holy Spirit. He is a person to be loved. I'll tell you tonight, every one of us, we know when we grieve Him. Help me tonight. Don't you know when you grieve Him? I do. We know when we quench Him. That goes back to something Brother Ted told me a while back. He said, "There have been times when I know I should have stood up and said something." And he said, "I quenched the Spirit." I'm going to tell you, He's not alone. We don't want to quench Him. We don't want, my friend, to grieve Him tonight. Love the Holy Spirit tonight. And let me give you the last thing tonight. And it's obvious. It's obvious. I know it's obvious. But I believe tonight it's what the Lord would have me to tell you. In this day and hour that we live in, the Bible said the days are evil. The Bible said, because the days are evil, we ought to love the Savior. Walk in love.
Love him. Love the sinner. Love the Spirit of God, the Holy Spirit of God. Love the Scripture. But the last thing tonight, listen to me carefully. This is not difficult for me. And I pray that it's never difficult for you. But the last thing God would say to us in this Scripture tonight is love the saints. That's never been hard for me. I tell you, when God saved me and put me in His church, those are my people. That's my crowd. That's the ones that I love. Let me show you what I mean tonight. You say, preacher, I don't know why it's important to walk in love and love the saints. Let me give you 1 John just a moment. If a man say, I love God, and hateth his brother, he is a liar. For he that loveth not his brother whom he hath seen, how can he love God whom he hath not seen? I'm telling you, listen, there are people all over this country. They profess to know God, and they may very well know Him. They may very well know Him. I'll not judge that. But I'm telling you, there's people all over this country that have people in their own family that they won't speak to. You can say whatever you want to. There's been hurtful things done in my family. But if I'm going to walk in love, I can't live like that. I'm telling you, my friend, listen, if we're going to walk in love, we're going to have to love the saints of God. Regardless, we're going to have to love them. The Bible said, how can he love God whom he hath not seen and hate his brother? By this, the Word of God said, listen, 1 John 5:2. By this, we know that we love the children of God when we love God and keep his commandments. In other words, God said, don't tell me you love the saints if you don't love me. And don't tell me that you love the saints and you love me if there's an unwillingness to keep my commandments. You see that? That's right there in the Bible. And there are a lot of people, they may be saved. They may be on their way to heaven. I can't judge that. That's between them and God. But I'm telling you right now, I can judge tonight, according to that Bible, whether a person's walking in love or not. I can't walk with God in love and hate the saints of God. I cannot walk with God in love and hate a sinner tonight. I cannot do it. I can walk with God in love and hate sin, but I cannot walk with God in love and hate the sinner tonight. I believe with all of my heart tonight, want to love the Spirit, want to love the saints. You say, preacher, I don't know where that come from in chapter 5. Well, let me show you quickly, and I'm done. The Bible said here, submitting yourselves one to another in the fear of God. Wives, verse 22, submit yourselves unto your own husbands as unto the Lord. For the husband is the head of the wife, even as Christ is the head of the church. He is the Savior of the body. Therefore, as the church is subject unto Christ, so let the wives be to their own husbands in everything. Verse 25. Husbands, love your wives, even as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for it. I'm going to tell you something tonight. When I'm talking about the saints, I'm talking about the church of the living God. And Christ loved the church. And Christ loves the church, and Christ will forever love the church of the living God. Let me say this to you tonight, and I'm not trying to be ugly, but I believe tonight that we're living in a generation that's put the church way down on the list of priorities. I'm going to tell you, if we'll get in that Bible, we'll have a little bit of wisdom. We wouldn't put the church way down on the list. Let me say this. Let me just say it like this. If I put the church down on the list, then my children will put it a little further down on the list. And my grandchildren will put it a little further down on the list. How many knows what I'm talking about? I believe tonight that Jesus died for the church. And don't you get caught up in all this invisible church junk. What you'd like to tell some of that crowd, say amen, is when they need somebody, call that invisible pastor.
Christ loves the church tonight. A local assembly. He died for the church. And I don't know about you, but I love the church. My wife doesn't have to beg me and prod me. She does have to get my clothes ready. You don't want a colorblind preacher getting his own clothes ready. She don't have to beg me and prod me and say, honey, it's Sunday. We're going to church today. Oh, no. I love the church. Amen. I went to the camp meeting a few nights this week. There are people there at the camp meeting from churches here and churches there. Because of being with the Rock of Ages for 10 years, I got to kind of know a lot of people in different places. But I tell you what, one day God's going to take all them local churches and pull them together and pull them out of this world. Amen. And until then, I believe we ought to end this evil day. Love the saints, because the days are evil. I've said this often, and I hope you get this tonight, but there'll be days when I use the phrase lower than a snake's belly. How many knows what I'm talking about? You don't even feel like picking your head up. You really don't even feel like putting one foot in front of the other. There'll be days like that in my life. But I tell you what'll help me, Brother Earl. Just get around the saints. Get among the saints. What the old devil would like to do is just get me isolated. Just get me off in a corner by myself. But just get among the saints and get with the saints of God. You say, preacher, what's going to happen? Well, I tell you what's going to happen. It's happened over and over and over. People don't even know it. They just said a kind word, and it helped me. All of a sudden, I didn't feel like I was rubbing my belly button on the ground anymore. Amen. I kind of, why? There'd been times when I didn't even really feel like preaching. But just read a verse. Somebody read me a verse in Sunday school. Or somebody walk by and say, Pastor, I'm praying for you. Glory to God. It's just like somebody pulled a needle out and stuck it in my arm and said, go on, boy. Do what you're supposed to do for the glory of God. What are you saying, preacher? It might be me today, lower than a snake's belly. It might be you next Sunday. But the saints of God just have a way picking one another up as we walk through this land, this wearisome land. Because the days are evil. Because the days are evil. Because the days are evil. Brother Gale, how many times have you told me, Pastor, I didn't feel like coming, but I sure am glad I did. I'm not real smart, but I can look around this auditorium and tell there's some folks that don't always feel like coming. Well, I'm going to tell you what, when you're not the only one glad you did.
We've got grandkids, we have to set an example.
Amen, brother. But it also not only blessed him, but it blesses me to see him and others in their place. Amen. In their place. Because the days are evil, I'd like to walk in love. Because the days are evil. I want to love the Savior. I want to love the sinner. I want to love the Scripture. I want to love the Spirit of God. And I want to love the saints of God. Let me just say this about God's love, and I think you'll understand, and I'm done. I didn't mean to say it, but I believe it needs to be said. To walk in love, we don't get to pick in that list. How many knows I said it right? If we're going to walk in love, then we can't pick which one's in that list. We take the list. We take it all. Amen. And we love what God loves. I'm just glad you come tonight. If you're not saved tonight, let me encourage you to trust Jesus.
part of being saved is the Lord taking that mess, our sin, and taking it off of us. But how many knows that's not the best part? The best part is when he gets his bucket. He says, there's room in there now for what I want in there. Love, joy, peace, long-suffering. And I tell you, when God dumps his bucket in your soul, it's a blessing. My grandpa was just an old country preacher, couldn't even read when God called him to preach. My grandmother read the Bible to him for years before he was able to read. My grandfather said it like this. He said, "Young'uns, if you love God, you'll love everybody." That might be old country preaching, but I believe that's the truth. If you love God, you love everybody. Let's pray. Father, thank you tonight for the privilege to be in the house of God. God, tonight, in the name of Jesus, we're grateful for your blessings. Grateful, dear God, for the church. Lord, I'm glad you put me in the church. Lord, I've never had any problem at all loving your people. Lord, sometimes tonight, when we look around us and how dark the world is getting, we wonder, what are we going to do? Lord, I believe you've said to us today, walk. Walk on. Walk in love. God, I pray tonight that the message would just stir us. Stir us to righteousness, Lord. Stir us to obedience. Stir us, Lord, to beg your forgiveness for the times when we've grieved you, the times when we've quenched the Holy Spirit, the times, our God, when we've neglected our Bible, the times, our God, when we've neglected to tell that lost person about you and about heaven and about, Lord, how that they could make heaven their home. God, I pray tonight that you would forgive us. Lord, one of the reasons our country's in the shape it's in is because the church has not been the salt that it should have been, not been the light that it should have been. God, I pray you'd forgive us. Help us to determine, Lord, by the grace of God, Lord, to be more like Jesus. Lord, I know you're coming. I know, Lord, that it's going to be a joyous day for the children of God. God, for those that are unsaved, how sad that day's going to be. Lord, you said you would send strong delusion. All them, Lord, that had pleasure in unrighteousness are going to believe a lie and be damned. Oh, God, I pray, save that one tonight, Lord, that does not know you. I pray, strengthen your children.